wasn't for sure what to expect. I just knew that I was going to go in, and God only knows what it was going to be like, you know, once I got out of there.
Welcome to Dental Implant Talk, Stories of Real Patients. I'm your host, Emily, and today I'm joined with real dental implant patients who have undergone their own smile transformations. Today's topic is preparing for surgery. So what advice or tips would you give to someone who is preparing for dental implant surgery? And is there anything you wish you had known or done differently based on the experience that you had?
The best advice I have is to build yourself a comfy zone. Get everything prepared beforehand, your blankets, your pillows, your water, your just everything that you think you're going to need, chapstick. There's just so many little things that help that keeping you from getting up and down all the time, just so you can just relax, is one of my biggest advices. I did the surgery twice. So the second time around, the first time I wasn't as prepared. The second time I knew what I needed, and to be able to, you know, pass that advice on was, you know, my lazy boy had a blanket on it. It had a pillow on it. I had all my stuff on the nightstand right next to me. And I had picked out some TV series, and I was ready to go when I got home.
I would say that my advice would be don't psych yourself out. I psyched myself out before surgery. And I would say, don't do that. Think about all of the positive. Yes, you're going to go in. Yes, you're going to have everything yanked like an implant. But the next day, you do get to go in and get your teeth fixed in. So my best advice would be, to not psych yourself out and just to try to focus on the positive of what will happen the day after surgery.
I think for so many of us, we have a history of horror stories with dentists, with different things that we've had done in our mouth over the years. And so when you come to Nubia, what the struggle for me was, I don't want to just put onto Nubia all the junk that I've got floating around my head before anything's done. And yet that's the challenge that I see looking back, that once a person goes through the consultations, I hope they get online with us and talk, so that we can encourage them, because I think often what happens is you take away some of that initial joy of the change because you're fighting that old message in your head about how rotten it's going to be. And at least my experience was there was no rotten. As a lot of you folks came into this a whole lot more prepared than me. I went to my wife and said, listen, I'm not going to go to the dentist anymore. Oh, by the way, I'm going to go get full dental implants to have all my teeth pulled. And it was really just like that. And so I was thankful, and nothing about me, because it was just the way I was thinking. I wasn't fearful. I just didn't want to go to a dentist again. So use Nubia and the platform in the Nubia SmileMaker Club to really help you work through those initial and ongoing anxieties. Gosh, the best thing I did was wake up the next day after all my teeth were pulled and found out, geez, I wasn't dead. My head didn't explode. And in a few hours, I'm going to go get new teeth. And so I want folks to be able to walk through that with the joy that I was just given the privilege of having. So you're in a great place, folks, if you're trusting Nubia to get this done.
I agree. I agree with Duncan a lot. I mean, honestly, there's a lot of resources out there for people that haven't had this done and are inquiring about it, like the SmileMaker Club. And, you know, I'm almost a year past surgery, and I know that a year ago, there wasn't really much of a SmileMaker Club. You know, there wasn't as many resources for me to ask questions and get answers right away. And I think that, you know, if I would have had, you know, the SmileMaker Club and the resources that we have today, that, you know, that's something you should definitely look into, because I think the more questions you ask, don't be shy, you know, don't be shy. Ask all the questions you want, because, you know, if I don't have the answer for you, then somebody else will, because, you know, there's a lot of different perspectives and people with different experiences on there. So, you know, if 9 times out of 10, you have a question, there's somebody that can relate to you and can, you know, give you, you know, a definitive answer on certain things. So I think just my advice would be, no question is stupid. You know, there's no stupid questions. If you don't know it and you want information, go to the SmileMaker Club and ask, because that's where you can find a lot of good information. And also, you know, watch the videos. There's, you know, there's a lot of videos on, you know, the full mouth dental procedure, you know, A to Z, you know, all the processes, you know, on YouTube. So I would advise somebody to go look up a lot of our YouTube videos, you know, the cost and procedures, you know, protocols and things like that, all on YouTube. I mean, you definitely could get lost watching those videos, but it will answer a lot of people's questions. So my advice would be just to inform yourself with the information that's available to them. And that's going to make the process a lot easier.
Like you and Duncan were sharing, things have totally changed from when we had our surgery, maybe like 2 years ago. We didn't have a SmileMaker Club. And I know me personally, I didn't do a lot of research. So that is one great thing that I have seen that has changed with Nubia, is they give you a lot of information so you can read about them, as well as I know with the consultation. I would just encourage, if you're going in for a consultation, write your questions down. So that way, when you get into your consultation, you can make sure you ask all the questions that you need from that doctor, because that's what they're there for. They want to answer those questions. And even when I think about it, I wish I would have journaled more. So like, in other words, journaling how I was feeling before the process, taking pictures, because once you go through this phase and you read that journal and just kind of look back before and after, this is like a mind blowing experience, and it could be overwhelming. So I really think journaling will really help you get through and move through life as well, just navigating with this process, because it's a beautiful experience.
If you're a listener and wondering how these patients began their journey with Nuvia, it all started with our free 60-second quiz. So to find out if you may be eligible for permanent teeth in 24 hours, take our 60-second quiz in the description below.
You know, I like that, Sharana, that you said that about journaling, because I think it is very important to like document as you go through the journey and to go back. One thing I find myself doing is I go through my camera roll, and I can always tell just based off the pictures from my smile, right? Was this before or after Nubia? Because my smiles are different, you know? And if I'm ever like, oh, was that before or after? It's such a life-changing and such an impactful time that this journey takes you on. And so to be able to have something either documenting through pictures or through your writings, I think that's great advice. I love that, Sharana. I think one thing for me, advice to give to others, is really a positive thought, right? Like, go into it knowing that the best is yet to come, knowing that Nubia has your best in mind, knowing that, you know, everything that you have been trying to get away from, you will not have to worry about that again. Sure, there's going to be, you know, some discomfort that you're going to have to go through, you know, but it's short-lived, and it does not trump the effects that you get after having that smile. So positive thoughts are very important. And then I always say, because I know like the day before is always nerve-wracking, And so I see a lot of people ask on SmileMaker, like, it's the night before, you know, and I've got a lot of nerves and I don't know if I'm going to go to sleep and, you know, everything. And it's like, distract yourself. Okay. Like, so, you know, meal prepping is always good. Go to the grocery store, make sure you have all the food that you would like to have, stock up on those things. And then, yeah, I like what Dennis said about the comfort, you know, your comfort things that you need, have a comfortable spot. So when you come back from surgery, everything is right there in a place, a space that's safe. So those are my advice, just some suggestions for everybody.
Hey, you guys are pretty good at this. Ditto. No, I mean, I'm just listening to everyone. I recall back to, you know, when I had my initial consultation, it took me a week to make a decision on what I was going to do, even though I couldn't stop thinking about it, you know? And, you know, I was fairly new to the whole SmileMaker Club and, you know, I had done some of my own individual research, but a lot of the things that you guys are saying would have been very helpful. Even when I was going through the process just a few months ago, I went in for my consultation and a week later I showed up to have the procedure done and I just did it. I just went in. I didn't stop to stock up on anything or, you know, fluff up any pillows or anything. I went in, I got it done. And then when I left out, that's when I said, okay, go get the prescription filled. Hey, stop off at the store. You should have saw me walking around Kroger with this ice pack wrapped around my head. But I made sure to take a few pictures after the fact. And I think journaling was a really good idea as well, Sharana, only because, I mean, I do some writing, but I didn't think to write anything down. My form of journaling was through pictures. And so now I'm enjoying life and having fun going back, journaling all my experiences with a new smile, you know, because I can remember and just going back, looking through old photos and social media photos. Like I can see just how miserable I was, you know, with no teeth and not being able to do everything. So to be able to go back and look through those pictures, I'm having fun taking new pictures so that I can, every new picture that I take, I try to get rid of an old one from somewhere, you know, because it's a life-changing experience. It can be a little jarring, but, you know, I think that's to be expected from people who don't know what to expect, you know? Yeah. And so it's good to be able to chime in on someone and say, hey, this is what I experienced and you're going to be fine. You're going to make it. You know what I mean? Go follow the doctor's instructions and chill out somewhere, you know?
Well, something I did to help prepare myself for this, because I knew I was going to be very nervous, I was going to be very excited, was that I found ways to keep my mind busy. I did crossword puzzles, Sudoku puzzles, the night before. I love doing puzzles. If I can keep my mind busy, keep it active, keep it away from not even thinking about what's coming the next day, well, that made it a lot easier for me. It made it easier for me to get through the night and be ready for the next day. I try to go into things with a positive mindset. So when I got there that morning, I was actually very excited. I was ready to, hey, let's rip them all up now and get it over with. And I'm ready to start this whole thing. So, you know, and the other thing I did too was I'm not the most active person in groups, but the one thing I really do is I pay attention to things that are asked or said, because I'm more than likely going to have those questions myself. And so I scoured the SmileMakers Club page looking for questions that might correlate with or go through what might be going through my head. And I was able to learn a lot going through that way too. So yeah, research, keeping yourself busy, keeping positive, journaling. That's actually a really great idea. that would have been something to kind of be nice to look back on a little bit. But yeah, you know, if you can just keep yourself busy the night before, you know, kind of keep your mind off things, keep, you know, the nerves won't be there as bad. And like I said, when I got up that morning, I was ready to go. I was looking forward to what I knew was coming coming my way.
So for whenever I was getting ready for the surgery, I to prepare for it, of course, you know, I was on the SmileMakers page and I was just reading stuff. And one thing I knew I was going to have to do, because I don't like to wait if I'm, you know, not feeling good and stuff. And I wasn't for sure what to expect. I just knew that I was going to go in and this was supposed to happen. And God only knows what it was going to be like, you know, once I got out of there. I can say to prepare, I would, just like everybody else has said, is I would set up a place and have, you're going to have to, nutrition, important. You're going to have something to eat or drink. And I was real big into those little Ensure drinks because tons of calories, easy to drink. And so if you get on the SmileMakers page, you'll be able to see tons of videos that people have done. That'll be extremely helpful. Biggest thing is ask questions. Don't go into it alone thinking, okay, I'm embarrassed. I don't want people to know that I'm doing this. Now you can post anonymously. So don't be afraid to post, because there's a ton of good information that'll make your experience so much better than just trying to figure it out after you're done. I could have never done what Bishop did, because whenever I was done and they were rolling me out of the Nuvia Center, I don't remember nothing. I woke up hours later at home, and that's the only thing I remember. And I like it like that. So, and I like to pick what I like. I wasn't going to leave that up to somebody else. So, make sure you ahead of time, a couple of days ahead of time, just think about what you want, and you're going to need about, you know, 5 or 6 days supply. So, and get something you like, because, you know, you don't want to not enjoy this, even though they remove everything and then you go back, they put something in your mouth and your body's going to think about what the heck's in my mouth. Well, it's not a bad experience. It's just our thought process has made these things a bad experience. So make sure that when you're preparing, you prepare mentally, you know, as well as nutritionally, because in the big scheme of things, it's a great freaking experience. And I loved it. So, but I think that a lot of people don't know about the page. So I think that would help out a lot, because they can find a lot of information there, and you don't know what you don't know. So
there are so many people in the group now that are at different stages. It's almost hard to keep up, you know? Oh, I get mine done in 2 weeks. I get mine done in 24 hours. I can't wait. Like, oh, in 7 hours, I'll be done in 3 minutes. You know, it's all. There are so many people who are at so many different stages of this process. It's absolutely amazing to be able to see and interact with people.
Hey, Nuvia Nation, if you're listening to this broadcast right now, make sure you take time to look us up on social media at the Nuvia SmileMakers Club and send in your request to join. And there are a ton of great people on there in Nuvia Nation that have had this done that'll answer your questions. And take good care of you.
To hear more life-changing stories, be sure to subscribe to Dental Implant Talk, Stories of Real Patients, on your preferred podcasting platform.